Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We head out to the hotline right now. Welcome in the former head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, also a longtime NFL offensive coordinator. Todd Haley is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, thanks for the time. How you been?
I'm doing good, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on, Coach, and we do appreciate it. Just first off, your reaction. We know what did happen with Kansas City last year. They lose in the championship game in overtime. That fan base has been trying to get back to the Super Bowl, and that organization has been trying to get back to the Super Bowl for a long time, and they were able to get it done yesterday. So your reaction to the Chiefs' victory?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Great fan base. One of the best, if not the best. One of the loudest places to play. They love their Chiefs. And to be able to see them hoist the Lamar Hunt trophy, I thought was really cool, and be able to bring it back home. So, you know, I know their fans are super fired up, just some of the things I've heard. And I know the guys are fired up. They've waited a long time to get back. It's just another reminder that it's just so hard to get to be one of the final two teams standing in this league. It's hard to win, and it's hard to get there.
When we get to their quarterback, and the Chiefs are going to be in it for a long time if Patrick Mahomes can stay healthy. It's his third year in the league, but his second year as a starting quarterback. Last year was so impressive with 50 touchdown passes. This year had to face some adversity with the injury as well. But what you've seen, what he's been able to do first really 2 years as a starting quarterback, it's so mesmerizing. Just your impressions, because each and every week he does something that's just unbelievable.
He's a phenom. I mean, he is a phenom. We spent a lot of time with him when I was in Pittsburgh, and just such a likable guy. There were so many things you liked about him, and then just so ultra talented. I mean, I'm out in the yard or playing with my son and his friend today, saying I'm Mahomes and you. We're doing no look passes. You know, he's got throws named after him, and then you know the run he made. I'm new to Twitter, but I just tweeted, wow. I mean, he's a phenom. It's amazing. Third and 10, third and 12, it doesn't matter. I mean, when you're watching him, you believe that he's not going to be stopped. He's great for the league, just a great kid and awesome to watch. And I know, like you said, Kansas City's going to be in it for a long time with that guy.
When we look back at scouting reports, and I understand it's always difficult, and there's times, a lot of people miss on certain people. But in the last 2 years, you see Lamar Jackson was the fifth quarterback in that draft class, 32nd overall pick. Mahomes was a top 10 pick, but you had Mitch Trubisky off the board before him. Well, what were some missing about Patrick Mahomes? Because even you said you were able to get him in a room. Just what were people missing on him that made him wait until going off the board at number 10?
You know, I don't know. I don't know for sure. You know, other than, you know, just, you know, he's playing at a place where, you know, they give up 40 points a game and they score 45 or 35 or 50 points a game. You know, and it just that sometimes in college it looks so easy, you know, and in certain leagues, obviously, you know, there leaves a lot to be desired with the defense. So I just think people see guys put up gaudy numbers and think, well, this is just another guy. But, you know, like I said, you know, when you spend time with certain guys, you know, he was one of them that just stood out as you knew he had that it factor. I mean, the voice is funny. You want to laugh the whole time you're talking to him, but he just had a quiet confidence about him. You know, I think he handles himself tremendously. You know, Lamar Jackson, much the same. You don't hear much out of him, you know, but he's a very likable leader. You know, I think it's just great for the NFL. There's been a big turnover. It's neat to see two different teams in the Super Bowl for the first time in so long, you know, led by different quarterbacks. So I think that's great for the league. You know, all these young up-and-coming guys, Josh Allen and those guys, I mean, it, it, it's going to be fun to watch these guys develop and continue to get better, because you know they're not where they're going to end right now. They're going to get a lot better.
Todd Haley here with us on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to Jimmy G, only threw 8 passes in the game yesterday. Hey, sometimes you just go with what's working. Mostert had 220 yards and 4 touchdowns. So Shanahan would have been foolish to tell Jimmy G to keep on, you know, try to throw that football and force it in. But I'm looking at the numbers right now. 27 passing attempts in 2 playoff games total, and they're in the Super Bowl. It's not usually what you expect in football these days.
No, it's been fun to watch, though. You know, I love to run the football, and you hear it all the time. You know, you got to run it to win this time of year, and they do it, you know, as well as anybody. With Baltimore out there, obviously the best running team there is, and they showed it. Just, you know, amazing that they do it with a bunch of different guys. But I think it's a testament to the guys up front. I mean, their line, even with injuries, they continue to just pound it out on people. Their tight end's awesome. I mean, George Kittle, you know, what a great player to watch, playing, doing the dirty work and making the plays. He's, you know, you can't take your eyes off him when he's in there. And just, you know, they've done a tremendous job. As Kyle said, you know, they saw the lanes opening up. Why not keep handing it off? I mean, they 8 passes in a championship game. It's crazy, and they dominated.
It's not a bad tight end matchup, by the way, in the Super Bowl, too, Kittle and Kelce.
Oh, no, the two best ones, in my opinion. That'll be really fun to watch. They're both highly competitive. They'll want to beat each other, even though they're not playing directly against each other. But I think that'll be a great matchup to watch.
When you look at yesterday's game, as we're talking to Todd Haley, between San Francisco and Green Bay, we know how lopsided it was the first time around. Were you surprised the second time around it wasn't closer?
No, I think San Francisco's the most balanced team in the league. I mean, they do it in all 3 phases. You know, offense, their defense is something to watch. I mean, they rotate those guys in, and they keep bringing it. They're going 100 miles an hour. They're disruptive. I mean, Bosa obviously is the key piece that they were able to add, but D Ford coming over, I mean, feel, you know, really happy for that kid. You know, he had a chance last year, didn't get there, and probably felt responsible somewhat for the Chiefs not doing it, but, you know, he's been able to bounce back and really be a big part of what they're doing. But they're just so balanced. They do everything. I mean, when they've had to throw it, they've thrown it well. When they have to run it, obviously they can run the football. Their defense is tremendous. Their special teams are very good. So, you know, they're the most balanced team. You know, I think, you know, the odds makers were probably a little generous, or, you know, not generous enough with, you know, it being a 7-point spread. They look like one of the best teams all year.
With Rodgers, where do the Packers go from here, and what did you make of the Rodgers performance yesterday?
Well, I think this defense is for real. You know, if you can't run the ball, which, you know, if that's what I said going into the game on my radio show, that, you know, they had to hand the ball off. You know, the week before they handed off 30 times. Now, they weren't super efficient, but the game was close. They were able to keep handing it off. And if you got him in the shotgun and you're throwing every single down and they know you're throwing, you have very little chance. So once the score, you know, got out of hand, there was just no way for them to do it against that defense. But, you know, they obviously made huge strides. The defense is a lot better. You know, he's got good years left. He was able to make it through the year healthy, and he's still one of the best in the game. So as long as they have him, they got a chance.
When we look, as we're wrapping up with Todd Haley right now on CBS Sports Radio, when we look to 2 Sundays and you see the coaching matchup here, Andy Reid, of course, has been around for a long time and has been looking for that ring. Shanahan comes from a great football family, and he's going to, you know, has dealt with the jokes throughout the last few years after blowing the Super Bowl with Atlanta 28-3. You see Bieniemy, an offensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, the personality is infectious, really, with the way that he coaches up that defense. From a coaching perspective, what stands out with some of these storylines?
I think in this league, I think what's very evident is you can't do it with just good players. You have to have good players, and you have to have really good coaches. And that's what shows up year in and year out. And with these two guys, Kyle obviously has been, you know, a young guy and coming in the league. Awesome to see him be able to his dad be able to hand him the trophy. I mean, my dad being in the business for a long time, it meant a lot to me to see that. But, you know, he's doing a tremendous job. I mean, John Lynch has done a tremendous job. But that staff, it's a staff of very good coaches. Kansas City, Andy Reid, you know, just all he does is win. You know, I'll be rooting for him, obviously. You know, you'd like to see him solidify his, whatever you call it, you know, his stature in the league as a great coach in the league, because it's hard to get to these games. It's hard to get to the Super Bowl. And he's done it a bunch. He just, you know, he needs to win one, obviously. But, you know, those guys on the Kansas City staff are doing a great job. You know, I'm happy they were patient with Steve Spagnuolo, because it takes time to introduce a new system and a new way of doing things. And they weren't very good early, but they've really evolved as the season's gone on, and they've gotten better on defense. And obviously, when you have Mahomes, you got a chance to score points every single time you have the ball. But I just think it's a testament to good coaching, and it's imperative that you have good coaches to have a chance.
Well, hey, Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Enjoy the next 2 weeks, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you throughout the future.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Yep, no problem. There's Todd Haley here with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.